This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is trying to play down reports it knew Russia had paid the Taliban bounties to kill U.S. troops, promising to brief Democrats on Tuesday after being accused of only sharing information with President Trump's fellow Republicans. Trump administration officials said that there was no consensus on the underlying intelligence among U.S. agencies, and Mr. Trump had not been made aware of it. But two Republican lawmakers, Representatives Mac Thornberry and Liz Cheney, who attended the meeting, said they remain concerned after hearing details from the White House at a meeting on Monday. The New York Times and Washington Post broke the story, with the Post reporting on Sunday that several American soldiers were believed to have died as a result of the program, which the Kremlin has denied. John Ratcliffe, the director of national intelligence, said intelligence officials are still investigating the matter. Since hitting the milestone of 500,000 deaths from COVID-19 early Sunday morning, the global figure has now jumped by approximately 5,000 more. In the U.S., the figure has climbed to more than 126,000 dead. The number of confirmed infections globally is 10.3 million. At least 285 U.S. children have developed a serious inflammatory condition linked to the coronavirus. That's according to two studies published Monday that provide the fullest picture yet of the ailment. Worldwide, about 1,000 kids have been affected during the pandemic. The U.S. studies show most children recovered after intensive care treatment, but many had heart complications, and the potential for long-term or permanent damage is unknown. The condition is known as multi-system inflammatory syndrome. Kids in at least 35 states have been affected by it. Most had current or recent COVID-19 infections, but were previously healthy. This is